Warlock, Ancient Egypt, Book 3, written by Wilbur Smith and read by Mark Meadows.
Like an uncoiling serpent, a line of fighting chariots wound swiftly down the gut of the valley. From where he clung to the dashboard of the leading chariot, the boy looked up at the cliffs that hemmed them in. The sheer rock was pierced by the openings to the tombs of the old people that honeycombed the cliff. The dark pits stared down at him like the implacable eyes of a legion of djinn. Prince Nefer Memnon shuddered and looked away, furtively making the sign to avert evil with his left hand. Over his shoulder, he glanced back down the column and saw that from the following chariot, Taita was watching him through the swirling clouds of dust. The dust had coated the old man and his vehicle with a pale film, and a single shaft of sunlight that penetrated to the depths of this deep valley glittered on the mica particles so that he seemed to glow like the incarnation of one of the gods. Nefer ducked his head guiltily, ashamed that the old man had witnessed his fleeting superstitious dread. No royal prince of the House of Tamosa should show such weakness, not now when he stood at the gateway to manhood. But then, Taita knew him as no other did, for he had been Nefer's tutor since infancy, closer to him than his own parents or siblings. Taita's expression never changed, but even at that distance, his ancient eyes seemed to bore into the core of Nefer's being, seeing all, understanding all. Nefer turned back and drew himself up to his full height beside his father, who flipped the reins and urged the horses on with a crack of the long whip. Ahead of them, the valley opened abruptly into the great amphitheatre that contained the stark and tumbled ruins of the city of Galala. Nefer thrilled to his first sight of this famous battlefield. As a young man, Taita himself had fought on this site when the demigod Tanis, Lord Harab, had destroyed the dark forces that were threatening this very Egypt. That had been over 60 years ago, but Taita had related to him every detail of the fight, and so vivid was his storytelling that Nefer felt as if he had been there on that fateful day. Nefer's father, the god and pharaoh Tamosa, wheeled the chariot up to the tumbled stones of the ruined gateway and reined in the horses. Behind them, 100 chariots in succession neatly executed the same manoeuvre, and the charioteers swarmed down from the footplates to begin watering the horses. When Pharaoh opened his mouth to speak, the coated dust crumbled from his cheeks and dribbled down his chest. "My lord!" Pharaoh hailed the great lion of Egypt, Lord Naja, his army commander and beloved companion. "We must be away again before the sun touches the hilltops. I wish to make a night run through the dunes to El Gabar." The blue war crown on Tamosa's head gleamed with mica dust, and his eyes were bloodshot with tiny lumps of tear-wet mud in the corners as he glanced down at Nefer. "This is where I will leave you, to go on with Taita." Although he knew that it was futile to protest, Nefer opened his mouth to do so. The squadron was going in against the enemy. Pharaoh Tamosa's battle plan was to circle south through the great dunes and weave a way between the bitter Natron lakes to take the enemy in his rear and rip an opening in his centre through which the Egyptian legions, massed and waiting on the Nile bank before Abnub, could pour. Tamosa would combine the two forces, and before the enemy could rally, drive on past Tel el Daba and seize the enemy citadel of Avaris. It was a bold and brilliant plan, which, if it succeeded, would bring to a close at one stroke the war with the Hyksos that had already raged through 2 lifetimes. Nefer had been taught that battle and glory were the reasons for his existence on this earth. But even at the advanced age of 14 years, they had so far eluded him. He longed with all his soul to ride to victory and immortality at his father's side.